I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good evening, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio, the Vito Esposito Show. My name is Vito, and our call number tonight in every Global Patriot Radio night is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. And I still can't type and talk at the same time. But I want to welcome Bigfoot, our big patriot, www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. If you all want a great blog spot, please check out www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Every day that man puts together a great blog. And I got to tell you, it's great news. Today there was 12 mix and match, or I should say yesterday was 12, excuse me. It was the Sasquatch's dozen for Sunday. And there's some great articles of American Thinker, Gatestone Institute, Arut Shiva. You've got the standard Washington Free Beacon. That's going to be Bacon. Of course, the Muslims wouldn't like that one. National Review. And across the pond, BBC News, TCW Defending Freedom, Daily Caller, Breitbart, New York Post. The list goes on. It's a great blog for eclectic news, conservative news at that, but Big does just an absolute fantastic job. So thank you, Big. We got James in the house. Nice to see you, James. Always a pleasure. And on the switchboard, we got Sue from New Mexico. Unfortunately, Al is either going to be late or he's probably going to have the night off. He's got another engagement going on. How he schedules it for a Monday, I have no idea, folks, but no, I got to let him go, and he does a lot of great work, Al, behind the scenes, and I got to tell you, he's one great American. So Al will probably be off tonight. I am usually at a loss of words, as you probably know, so I'll try to wing it tonight. There's a couple of subjects out there that we all know. Yeah, free bacon is always good. I agree, Big. There's some subject matters out there, including this thing called a border bill, I think it's called. And then, of course, we have the Houthis, they're Islamic terrorists. We'll talk about them. But, you know, as I like to start off the show on a Monday, really quick, give some kudos out to the PGA Tour. Like to acknowledge some great golfers. Yes, I'm partial to the PGA Tour. I did not support the Saudi-backed tour. I just believe that they have sold out their soul to the Saudi Arabians. And how could you sell your soul out to a terrorist regime that's a state sponsor of terror that's attacked America on 9/11/2001, sponsored 19 Muslim men to attack the United States of America as they did, to kill 3,000 people and cause tens of billions of dollars of property damage, changed our America's laws, liberties forever, and plunged us into a quagmire of wars. So I am not a fan of the Saudi Arabians, could give a crap about them. I don't like the greed that has ensued with professional golf. Not that they're immune from professional sports, as we've seen it corrupt the other major events, but there's some traditional things. The AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is a tradition on the PGA Tour. I used to believe it with Bing Crosby used to have his clam bake. It was cut short due to inclement weather. And the winner of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is Wyndham Clark. He actually stole this tournament on Saturday, shooting a 12-under-60. Folks, that is absolutely fantastic. It's a new record at Pebble Beach, and it's hard to believe as iconic of a venue, and you had great players go through Pebble Beach, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, Tiger Woods. It's Wyndham Clark, who's now won his third PGA Tour event in, 5 years, 6 years on the PGA Tour. He shoots a 12 under par 60 to get atop the leaderboard by one shot, and he beats rookie phenom Ludvig Åberg of Sweden. This kid is going to be good. Holger calls him the next Tiger Woods, and this kid is living up to his to that banner. And he's already won once in his less than a year on tour. He's going to win again. He's already knocking on the door after a poor performance the week before. So, and another individual who's played great is Mathieu Pavon, the Frenchman, who was on the DP Tour last few years, and he had finished a solo third. He's already has one win on the PGA Tour this year. So in the short year of 2024, there are two rising stars, actually three rising stars. One star has risen, that is Wyndham Clark. So congratulations to Mr. Clark. Inclement weather caused them not to play all four rounds, and I'm sure much to the dismay of all of us who are golf fans, they weren't able to get it in. But Hank Jones, Poly Sports. You can see Hank or check out Hank every Wednesday right here on Global Patriot Radio from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, Southern Sense Talk Radio, Annie, the newlyweds in the house. Nice to see you, Annie. Always a pleasure. You can listen to Annie 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. She has a great sidekick, author Curtis Bennett. Check out Annie's show on Fridays, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and the Alaskan Boyd. Nice to see you, Boyd. Always a pleasure. Yes, I still chase that little white ball around the course. Hopefully tomorrow I'll get out for the first time in, ever, okay? So it'll be nice to get out and walk 18 holes and see how well my skills have diminished over the last 2 weeks. tomorrow. Today, I should say, is February the 5th, but tomorrow is February the 6th. What's the importance of February 6th? Well, one of our founders, Aaron Burr's birthday, he'd be something like 350 years old. No. But President Ronald Reagan, the 40th president of the United States, his birthday is February the 6th. And if you're a Yankee fan, New York Yankee fan like I am, and I know Big is, the late great Sultan of Swat, Babe Ruth. He was born on February the 6th, 1985, one of the greatest Yankees ever to don the uniform, number three, the great left-hander who put the New York Yankees on the map and was part of some of the absolutely the best teams ever, ever in New York Yankee history, which included Lou Gehrig and Bill Dickey and Tony Lazzari. I mean, the 1927 Murderers Row was just absolutely one of the best and the greatest Yankee teams ever. And Babe Ruth was part of that, as was Lou Gehrig. And so, so just want to recognize his birthday. And I got to say, one of the things I was looking up the birthdays for February the 6th of famous people. And you got to know with the woke sites that we have today, the woke agenda of the left wing, this is how they sanitize one birthday. Okay, so tomorrow would be Eva Braun's birthday. And you know how they list Eva Braun? They list her as a political wife. Yeah, political wife. First of all, she was the mistress and then wife of Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was a freaking psycho. He was definitely a white supremacist, an evil and demonic killer. Okay? And, you know, all the guy wanted to do, this political guy wanted to do, was take over the world. And so the wokeness that we are seeing today in sanitizing history is to list Eva Braun as a political wife. I don't know, I just had to put that in there. Just, it's insane what we're watching today and we're witnessing today. Groundhog Day over the weekend. Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog. did not see his shadow, and they haven't yet blamed climate change. I'm sure they will, because, I mean, obviously he's seen his shadow as many times as he's not seen his shadow over the last 100 years, but today, of course, we live in the hysterical times of climate change con, but he didn't see his shadow, which is good news for the Nordeners out there. Guess what? That means that we will have an early spring. So there's 6 more weeks of winter, or we'll have an early spring, or there's 6 more weeks until spring. So if the groundhog doesn't see his shadow, as which Punxsutawney Phil did not, we're in for an early spring, so we probably will have 6 more weeks of winter. If Punxsutawney Phil should have seen his shadow, then we'll have 6 more weeks of winter, and it'll be a late spring. Okay, so we'll just so Ahmed,
silence. I kill you.
No, that's enough about the groundhog. I gotta say, in a mentally challenged tweet, you know, I like reading tweets, and certainly there are some good ones that are out there on X. But in a mentally challenged tweet, this is how the spin of Joe Chaos Biden is put forth. There's a guy named John Cooper, a left winger. You know, he certainly has bought into all the Kool-Aid and drinks it and sniffs it and smokes it or whatever else you can do with the left wing Kool-Aid. But this is what he tweeted out on X. Biden just got 97% of the vote in South Carolina Democrat primary. Trump is polling only at 58% in South Carolina Republican primary. Now, you tell me which party is united and which party is divided. Now, on paper, now, when you read that, it's like, whoa, you know, I think John may have a point there. But then, folks, let's just break it down. Okay. So even though South Carolina Republican primary is down basically to 2 people, and that would be President Trump and Nikki Haley, it didn't mean that Ron DeSantis or Vivek Ramaswamy's names are not being removed, or Chris Christie from the ballot. But President Trump had rivals, and the Republican Uniparty didn't disallow anyone from running for president under the Republican primary. Now, let's compare that to the Democrat Communist Party. I'm sorry, the Democrat Party, not the Democratic Party, because there's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. Let's go ahead and compare that to the Democrat Party, where RFK Jr. was running as a Democrat, started polling over 20% of the Democrats in the Democrat primary, and was intentionally kept off the ballot by the Communist Democrat National Committee, the DNC. So, like a good soldier, because that's what RFK Jr. is, he's a good establishment soldier, he left for the betterment of his cause and now is an independent. Now, why he didn't stay in there and fight like his uncle, JFK, or fight like his father, RFK? Of course, they had Joe Kennedy to aid and assist that. But, you know, why he didn't stay in and fight for the party his father and uncle, okay, fought desperately for and to be heard of and was having an impact, is just continues to show the party loyalist, and they will do is what they will do, like Pete Buttigieg did and like Amy Klobuchar did in 2020, is just step out of the way so that Joe Biden doesn't have any competition, because it's important that the dementia-riddled rat Biden does not have a primary challenge to speak of. And let's face it, the individuals in there now, he's not going to get anything anyways, but he gets 3% of the vote. Now, when your party leaders clear the aisle so that they can give the appearance that there's party unity, then you get losers like John Cooper going out there and proclaiming that Biden just got 97% of the vote in South Carolina primary. So, John Cooper should go to Communist China and report how President Xi won 97% of the communist vote, okay, when the Communist Party in China cleared the way and only had President Xi on the ballot. And that's what the equivalence is. So the Democrat National Committee machine, the DNC, made sure there are no challenges to Biden because Biden mentally can't handle, okay, a challenger. And we all know that Joe Chaos Biden cannot mentally handle a challenger nor debate with the challenger because you don't know what's going to come out of the mouth of the plagiarizer in chief. So this started Junior face. And Junior was happy to see that control and then move as an independent. He should have fought, but he didn't. And the fact that, and as the Alaskan said, the fact that 4% or 3% of the vote is still, it wasn't unanimous, really goes to speak of that, you know, they could have nobody else in the race but Joe, and he still may not get 100%. But it was a good attempt, okay, to legitimize Dopey Joe. But all you've done, Cooper, is really align the Democrat National Committee to the Communist Chinese Party. It's exactly what the communists would do. And they've done. And they are doing. The U.S. Democrat Party has cleared the way for dementia-riddled rat Joe Chaos Biden so that there are no challengers. So the Democrats are all united behind Joe Chaos Biden. That should give us, we the people, absolute comfort to know that the only choice that the Democrats have are a liar and a plagiarizing, dementia-riddled individual who shouldn't even be the U.S. dog catcher, let alone president of the United States. But, you know, Joe Biden did what he was supposed to do. That's what he was installed to do. The wicked man, as written by the Bible, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. The wicked man is a worthless man. A wicked man walks with a perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. He devises evil continually. He sows discord. Boy, does that not describe Joe Biden and Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama? Therefore, his calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. These are the six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue. That's Joe Biden, a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. And we've seen that with Afghanistan, 13 dead soldiers. We've seen that just recently in the Middle East. Three American soldiers dead. Two Navy SEALs dead, five American soldiers dead in the last month. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to running to evil, in this case, shuffling to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. And it's exactly what he does. He sows discord among brethren, weaponizing the Department of Justice and governmental agencies to attack his political opponents. It's exactly what a wicked man would do. It's exactly why Joe Biden was installed. So, some of the news of the day. Well, since Al is not here today, we're going to get right into one of tonight's subject matters. And, you know, many people are quite upset over what's transpired in the last 24 hours. I know Sue is. I know Tsunami is. Tsunami, a Twitter friend, border bill. Sue is outraged over it as well. We all are outraged over this so-called border bill. And the border bill is not just about the border, but it's also a foreign aid package. You know what would be nice? And of course, you know, Grandpa Munster Schumer, who is the Senate Majority Leader, is part of the establishment, so it would never happen, along with Mitch McConnell, who is supposedly the Republican Minority Leader. But it will never happen to have a single issue. Because the issue is the border. The issue is not Ukraine. The issue is not Israel. The issue is not Gaza. The issue is not Taiwan. The issue is the border. And it's been the border for the last 1,200 days. It's when Joe Biden, border czar Kamala Harris, and the Obama alumni team decided that they were going to open America's borders on January 20, 2021, which is the date of installation of Joe Biden as President of the United States. The mission of the establishment was to undo everything President Trump did, including everything that was working, like energy independence, which gave us low gas prices, energy independence, which gave us lower transportation costs, which also kept inflation down, which also allowed Americans to keep more of what they earned. It allowed us to budget our weekly and monthly expenses and have a little bit left over at the end of each month to, one, to put into savings, and two, maybe to take the family out for dinner and maybe frequent a local small business and to support small businesses, including their employees. But you see, when the ultimate goal is to dismember and dismantle our constitutional republic and to undo everything President Trump did because it was working and he made it look too easy, we get the highest inflation in 40 years. We get a country who is now dependent on foreign sources of oil. We are now energy dependent, and we are now adhering to the global con game that has been put forth by the globalists, including the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. And Joe Biden was the perfect chimpanzee to put in place that action, because in the executive branch of government, which is where the president is housed, surrounding Joe Biden and border czar Kamala Harris, are all Obama alumni. The Obama policies are back in place that were in place from 2009 to 2016. And they are disastrous. They are disastrous. And President Trump undid the anti-American policies and took away those that in the executive branch of government who maybe were antithetical to America's foundings. Like, they believed in Sharia versus American Constitution. And it was imperative that the Obama alumni regime bring in those individuals who could adhere to bringing America into a democracy, which always degenerates into a dictatorship. Now, FBI agent Dan Smoot, in 50 seconds, tells you exactly what the difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy is. And I'm going to use this to set up about the border bill. Because, well, let's listen to Dan Smoot first.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy, the foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
This is 1966, FBI agent Dan Smoots perfectly outlines what the difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy is. And he ends with subverting our republic into a democracy. And it's exactly what the reason why Joe Biden was brought in. But he didn't do it by himself, of course. To aid and abet that subversion, you needed help in the United States Senate. And, of course, there's Mitch McConnell. And you've got Grandpa Munster Schumer, who is one of the silver-tongued devils who enjoys subverting the republic with his subversion of language. And so the U.S. Senate now was tasked with dealing with the border crisis. And of course, there's not a crisis, because if the Democrat Party admits of a border crisis, it means that what Joe Biden and Border Czar Harris have done for the last 1,200 days is intentional, and it shows that their negligence was intentional. It also speaks to Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which states that the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. It's very, very clear that the Biden and Border Czar Harris regime have not protected America from invasion. You can say all you want to say. You can try to clean sheet. You can try to sanitize. You can try to distract, and you can try to deflect what the Biden and Border Czar Harris regime has done since January 20, 2021, but you cannot state that they have prevented an invasion. As a matter of fact, you can even ask Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, and you can ask the communist mayor of Chicago. Of course, you've got the governor, what's her name, Hochul of New York, who have done nothing but piss and moan about the number of illegal aliens who have been flooding their sanctuary cities and states. I mean, a sanctuary city such as Martha's Vineyard had to call the governor of Massachusetts to have 55 illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens removed from their sanctuary city, because they didn't want to take their sanctuary city into a sanctuary state and then have these sanctuaries of illegal aliens sanctuarying in their city. I mean, let's just, you know, I'll just use Kamala Harris's, you know, word salad. I mean, let's declare yourself a sanctuary city, because it sounds really good. And then when soup comes to nuts and your challenge, you have these challenges before you of being a sanctuary city, you then immediately call the governor, who calls the National Guard, and then has the 55 illegal aliens escorted out of your sanctuary city. And of course, for all the mouthpiece and the silver-tongued black devil, okay, Barack Hussein Sator Obama, for all of his, you know, his great orations, he certainly made sure that his sanctuary city of Martha's Vineyard rounded up the 55 illegal aliens and sent them to a military base off of Cape Cod. So we have the fraudulence of the Democrat Party, and in their fraudulence, Grandpa Munster Schumer and Foghorn Leghorn, as I like to call him, Mitch McConnell, the U.S. Senate passed put together a $118 billion boondoggle budget. Why they didn't address the border specifically, the U.S. border, you know, use other avenues and means and issues to then threaten the American people. If you don't pass the aid package to Ukraine, we may have to send U.S. troops in the future, and therefore we can pass a border bill to address the border. So the U.S. Senate drafts and passes $118 billion border bill. $67 billion of that goes to the Ukraine. Now, $118 billion, excuse me, cut in half is roughly what? That is $59 billion. Okay. And the reason I'm going to keep it that simple is because half of the budget bill is considered is $59 billion. Yet $67 billion goes to the Ukraine. That is more than half of the U.S. border bill. $14 billion goes to another $18 billion or $13 billion is said to go to the Gazans. I'm sorry, $118 million of that goes to the Gazans. Yeah, because they don't want the Gazans to starve. That's what Chuck Schumer says. You know, we don't want the people of Gaza to starve. So let me see. Chuck, there are 57 Islamic states who belong to the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, which is an arm of the United Nations. And the 57 Islamic states, one of those Islamic states is the Palestinian territory. So that means there are 56 other Islamic states. Why is it that the United States has to pass a border bill with $1 billion of U.S. taxpayer money that should be going to the border to protect American citizens? Why is $1 billion earmarked to go to the Gazans so they don't starve? Where are the other 56 Islamic states stepping up and funding their fellow Muslims and funding the terrorist organization of Hamas, like Iran does, to house and feed the Gazans? You see, this is yet more outrage, and it's yet more distraction by a useless Democrat Party, by a useless Uniparty. Let's not just place this all on the shoulders of the Democrat Party, because while we have a picture of a two-party system in the United States, we actually have a uniparty. Foghorn Leghorn is a Republican, and McConnell is part of that problem. He's part of that establishment. We have $67 million of taxpayer money that is going to go to Ukraine when we have a border crisis. Now, I don't know if you can stomach this, and we're going to try it for a few minutes, but here is an interview that Grandpa Munster Schumer did with the Jenta Scarborough on MSNBC, a DNC-sponsored TV station. And of course, you know, Grandpa Munster Schumer likes to use all the cliches, and he likes to call the Republicans radicals, okay? And, you know, there are 30 radical Republicans who are dictating all of the policies in the House, when in fact it's, you know, there's 505 members of the Uniparty inside the government of the United States House and the United States Senate. But here is Chuck Schumer attempting to justify why the U.S. Senate put together this $118 billion boondoggle. Instead of addressing the U.S. border head-on, which is a crisis that they, the Democrat Party, has caused, Grandpa Schumer is going to spin his way. You know what? I have a 58-second clip. I'm going to use this one. I'm not going to use the 10-minute one. I can't subject you all to 10 minutes of Grandpa Munster Schumer. Here we go.
What do you say to Speaker Johnson, who says this bill is worse than he thought, or whatever it was he said? I mean, how does one not see how these House Republicans are responding to this bill as not the hand of Trump and even Putin at play? And what do you say to Speaker Johnson directly?
Yeah, I say to Speaker Johnson, don't let the 30 hard right people in the House who are extreme, they wanted us to default. They wanted the government not to pay its debts. They wanted us, the government to shut down. They're extremists. And they're running your show. Do the right thing. You know what the right thing to do is. You know we need to fix our border. You know that it has to be bipartisan. The bill that you passed didn't get a single Democratic vote in the House or the Senate. How are you going to get anything done? Or do you just want to make a speech? As you admittedly say, the border is, you say the border's in chaos. Do something about it. Don't just politically posture.
Now, did you hear Grandpa Munster Schumer? You say that the border's in crisis. Now, folks, this tells you how disingenuous these people truly are. How inside the Washington, D.C. beltway, the establishment thinks very little of you and me, we the people. They really think that we are stupid, okay? Because Democrat Party is not only politically posturing, but Schumer confirms that the Democrat Party has no intention of working with the Republicans or GOP. So if we truly had a two-party system then, why aren't the Democrats working with the Republicans to come up with a bipartisan issue in addressing the border? Because if they truly believed in the Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, because each and every member of the United States Senate and House raised their hand to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. How many times did Grandpa Munster Schumer put his hand up and swear to uphold the U.S. Constitution since he has been in the United States Senate, since he's been in the U.S. Congress? Huh? 40 years? 37 years? They know what it means to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. But as FBI agent Dan Smoot says, it's not about protecting our constitutional republic. It's about plunging America into a democracy, which always, always degenerates into a dictatorship. So the idea now is that for the last 1,200 days, the Democrat Party has avoided, has ridiculed, has attacked the Republican side of the aisle. They've attacked anyone and everyone who has stated that there's a border crisis, including defending Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, with his lies, misinformation and disinformation concerning the border. And now the Indians in the United States Senate are circling dopey Joe Biden, who has done nothing for the last 1,200 days except make sure that the border is open. And back in December, I played you that clip. Alan, I played the clip from muckrakers.com, which found out in less than 30 days, they found out what the Democrat and Republican Party couldn't find out in 3 years, that the Red Cross is sponsoring the illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens pouring through our borders, coming in from Venezuela, Guatemala, coming in from 140 countries from around the world, flying into the Darien Gap in northern Colombia and southern Panama, including the Communist Chinese. The Communist Chinese government has purchased hotels along the trail of the Darien Gap all the way up to Eagle Pass, Texas. They purchased motels for their Chinese communist citizens to make rest stops to bathe and eat while they make their way into invading the United States borders. We found out that USAID, which is a department in the United States government that's run by Samantha Power, a Barack Hussein Satoru Obama alumni, she is giving money to the Norwegian Refugee Council, who sponsors illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens who are coming in from the Darien Gap, invading the United States of America. Over 10 million illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens have poured through America's borders. And the Biden border czar Harris regime has sponsored these individuals by flying them to cities and towns and states that we don't know about. In the state of Massachusetts, there is now a population just south of Boston that is full of Guatemalans. Out of 30 students in an elementary school, get this, out of 30 students in an elementary school, 26 of those students don't speak English. That means that taxpayer resources have to be spent to bring in translators to assist the illegal Guatemalan aliens who have been transported from most likely Eagle Pass, Texas, or in Arizona to Boston, Massachusetts, and they were distributed to cities and townships that are south of Boston, Massachusetts. And we're to believe now that Grandpa Munster Schumer and McConnell have passed a bipartisan border bill that gives not $118 billion to address the illegal alien crisis that we have at the border, but to give $20 billion. 10% of the $118 billion budget goes to address the illegal alien border crisis that we have in the southern border of the United States. 10%, folks. 10%. You see why the establishment doesn't want a single-issue bill? Because they bury this pathetic response to a border bill. A pathetic response to a $20.4 billion goes to addressing the crisis at the southern border, to hire Border Patrol agents, because that's the Democrat Party answer. We'll just go ahead and we'll hire more people. We've already fired them, but we're going to hire more, and that's going to give us the ability to deal with the border crisis in the United States. $20.4 billion, and we're going to send $67 billion to the Ukraine. I wonder if Joe Biden or Hunter Biden still gets a commission off of what goes to Ukraine. No, I'm sorry, I was thinking out loud. So you have Chuck Schumer, who continues to demonize the Republican Party and Republicans for the border crisis that they caused. I mean, this is perfect. For 1,200 days, the Democrat Party has not addressed the border. Joe Biden made a cursory visit to places that are really not part, that are not impacted. Border Czar Harris, she's been to the U.S. border once. Once, folks. Border Czar Harris has been to the U.S. border once. Why? Because there was pressure. Why? Because President Trump was going to go back to the border and did go back to the border. He didn't go to one of the safest places. He goes to the border and says, we need to build a wall here. But you see, Joe Biden is not well enough to do a lot of traveling. He has to be in a controlled environment. So you have the Democrat Party making sure that all of the homeless people and illegals are off the streets. Joe goes in there, and all of a sudden El Paso looks clean and green, something that the people of El Paso haven't seen for 1,200 days. And you have, you know, Grandpa Munster Schumer and the extreme Hakeem Jeffries in the House all now blaming the Republicans for the border crisis. And they're giving $20.4 billion to the border. So the establishment continues to cover up the border crisis that was created by Joe Biden and Border Czar Harris. And it's perfect. In an election year, the do-nothing Democrats did nothing for 1,200 days and intentionally opened America's borders on day one, January 20, 2021. And guess what? As we predicted, they were going to lay blame not on Joe Biden, but on the Republican Party for obstructing any type of bill that could solve the border crisis. And by God, folks, we know that the U.S. government, U.S. Congress, is not going to solve the border crisis issue. Certainly are not going to solve it with $20.4 billion. And now 30 Republicans in the House are holding up the 505 members of the Uniparty. So Schumer's a liar and a fraud. But aside from that, did you notice the subtle message that denying there was a border crisis, which the Democrat Party has done for 1,200 days? It's a border crisis that they, the Democrat Party, the Uniparty, the establishment has caused. Schumer continues to prove he's the ultimate insider who works daily to destroy our constitutional republic. He works daily to subvert the U.S. Constitution, a constitution that he swore to protect and defend. People in Congress, at least 505 members of Congress, want to make sure that our individual liberties and freedoms have eroded. Think about this. The city of New York is going to give illegal aliens $1,000. $1,000 in a debit card. I guess when that $1,000 is emptied, they could just replenish it. That's $400 more than the residents of Lahaina, Hawaii got. Illegal aliens are getting more. The U.S. government abandoned people of Hawaii in Maui, and yet they are supporting, they are defending, and they are rewarding illegal aliens in New York City. Schumer is the ultimate insider who works daily to destroy our constitutional republic. But listen, he's not alone. He worked with Nancy Pelosi during the Trump presidency to undermine President Trump and President Trump's policies, which were working. And remember the theatrics of the dipshit from New York City, the bartender, AOC, Tez, Ocasio-Cortez, right, who staged that little photo op standing at a fence, and these children were caged, and she got on her knee, and she put her hand in her face, only that the picture was from 2014 under Barack Hussein, Tatora Obama, because the Trump people weren't caging children. And again, the U.S. DNC media complied with the ruse, with the lie. But this is what the establishment does. They reward this dishonesty. And today, Schumer is working along with McConnell to cover up for the Biden chaos that occurred and started on January 20, 2021. A chaos that continues to cripple America both domestically and on a foreign policy basis. Because the effort is to undermine America's republic. It runs deep. It runs deep in the Senate. It's led by the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. He's not alone. He has his players, Nancy Pelosi. He has his players in the House, the extreme Akeem Jeffries. He has his player in the DHS, Alejandro Mayorkas. He has his players in the White House, Border Czar Kamala Harris and Joe Chaos Biden. I mean, I'm not sure what effectiveness Americans will have, but I'd be damned if I'm not going to call my two senators. $2-3 billion for border security out of $118 billion. 20.23, 10% of the budget goes to our U.S. borders. $60.06 billion to support Ukraine. My apologies. I said $67 billion. I'm sure there's another $7 billion in there. Okay? $60.06 billion to support Ukraine. The $154 billion plus that we've already pissed away is not enough for the establishment in Washington, D.C. Oh, it's the Ukraine war. What Russia? 4.1 billion for security assistance for Israel. 2.44 billion to U.S. Central Command and the conflict at the Red Sea, which I'm going to talk about shortly, sometime tonight. Even with 10 minutes left, we're going to talk about that. 4.83 billion to support U.S. partners in the Indo-Pacific facing aggression from China, according to figures by U.S. Senator Patty Murray, who should scare the hell out of us because she's Senate pro tem, which means that she's fourth in line for presidency of the United States. A radical left-wing left coaster. An additional $10 billion would provide humanitarian assistance for civilians in Gaza, the West Bank, and Ukraine. Now, folks, you know, I know we have to have compassion. We have to have compassion for those that have been afflicted by war. But make no mistake about it. The Gazans are Hamas, and Hamas are the Gazans. Now, if Iran wants to be a state sponsor of terror, which they are, and they have funded a foreign terrorist organization called Hamas, then Iran, along with the Houthis, along with the Syrians, along with the Lebanese, can take care of the Gazans. It is not incumbent upon the United States of America to take care of the Gazans. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation should have an office already set up, care of their fellow Muslims inside of an Islamic country stricken by war. I mean, the United Nations can put 35,000 of their UNRWA employees inside of Gaza. They certainly can set up a security system to take care of their fellow Islamists, the Gazans, who have supported the terrorist organization for over 20 years, Hamas. Where is the Organization of Islamic Cooperation and the useless nations, I'm sorry, the United Nations, in taking care of their fellow Muslims? Why are we now having to put $10 billion, send it to Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas, which is controlled by the Fatah? Why? Because Chuck Schumer said so? Why? Because Foghorn Leghorn McConnell said so? Why? Because Joe Chaos Biden has said so? Joe Chaos Biden has been wrong on every foreign policy issue since he's been president of the United States, since he's been a United States senator. We have been duped by a dope. And why didn't the United States Senate, led by Schmuck Schumer, why didn't they put forth a single-issue bill to resolve the U.S. border crisis? Instead, they tie it to a pork-laden billions of dollars being sent to issues that have failed the American taxpayer, the Ukraine war. And now the conflict in the Red Sea, which was caused by Joe Biden and the Obama alumni. Let's not make any mistake about that. We're talking about the Obama alumni. It is the same team of individuals who are in the Obama regime, who are now running the Biden White House. It is the same failed foreign policy initiatives who have put forth failed foreign policy procedures and programs, trillions of dollars, not to mention the trillions being spent on the climate scam program. Somehow, the useless nations, Agenda 2030, and the Paris Accord can be adhered to, but we don't demand the useless nations going into Gaza to help the Gazans. No, the United States of America has to do that. And then we're threatened by the majority leader of the United States House of United States Senate that if we don't do anything to fund Ukraine, we could send U.S. troops over to Ukraine. Fuck you, Chuck Schumer. You can go back to Brooklyn, okay, and you can stick your head inside of the Fulton Fish Market. Who in the hell do you think you are? So here's a clip from NBC with regards to the $118 billion bipartisan bill. And notice how Joe Chaos Biden now says he'll sign the bill to shut down the border. Did anybody tell Joe that he can do that now without a bill? I mean, he opened the border. He destroyed the wall. He's allowing, you know, tens of millions of unvetted, unvaccinated illegal aliens to pour through our borders. I mean, the Biden Borders Are Harris regime has taken illegal aliens and flown them to cities and states all around the United States at taxpayer expense. Oh, it's right. It's an election year, and they had to fill Joe's teleprompter with something that he can read.
As the influx of migrants continues at the southern border, Washington hoping a deal to stem the tide could be close.
If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
President Biden and lawmakers working on a bipartisan deal to expand the president's authority at the border. Lawmakers hopeful it can pass.
We do have a bipartisan deal. We're finishing the text right now.
This despite former President Trump opposing the deal.
I'd rather have no bill than a bad bill. A bad bill you can't have.
Mr. Trump condemning the deal in a flurry of Truth Social posts over the weekend, claiming without evidence there will be terror attacks if migrants continue to come in. Other Republicans pushing back.
Donald Trump, the last thing he needs to do is tell them to wait to pass a border deal until the election. We can't wait one more day.
And it comes as Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott is in a standoff with the federal government, denying federal agents access to an area in Eagle Pass that's been the epicenter of the migrant surge. Now surrounded by a fence and razor wire, the state even adding more razor wire after last week, a Supreme Court ruling gave Border Patrol agents the power to remove it. Republican governors from 25 states signing a letter supporting Texas.
Texas should stand their ground.
All this as House Republicans unveil articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans allege that Mayorkas displayed a refusal to comply with the law and accuse him of making false statements and knowingly obstructing lawful oversight of the Department of Homeland Security. DHS blasting the move, calling it an unconstitutional, evidence-free impeachment.
And whether that immigration deal moves forward is an open question since President Trump is opposing it. He has said it would be, quote, a gift for President Biden in an election year. But other Republicans are saying that this is the best deal that the party is going to get, Hoda.
All right, Guadvinet.
The best deal the party's going to get. Give me a break. Give me a break. It's the best deal. Let's see just one Republican step outside the box and put forth a single-issue bill concerning the border, like shut the border down immediately. Now, will you sign it, Joe? Oh, hell no, he wouldn't sign it. His handlers would never allow him to do that because it's too easy. This is the best bill that they're going to see. Really? So the Republican Party's in the minority in the Senate. The Republican Party's in the majority in the House, but yet they're in the minority. They're still the minority in the House, but they're the majority. And when the Democrats are in the majority, as they are in the Senate, they dictate the policy. They dictate the narrative. They dictate and make the stipulations. And now that the Democrats are in the minority in the House, the Democrats dictate the policy. They dictate the narrative. They dictate the initiatives. I mean, it was the Democrat Party who all together got together in the House, and they helped oust Kevin McCarthy. And they were unified, right? That's what we were told. They were unified. But in the United States Senate, the Republicans have no voice. Oh, but it's a bipartisan bill, Mayor Vito. Oh, yeah, it's a bipartisan bill. DNC U.S. media, the NBC had their spin, you know. Biden says he'll sign the bill put in front of him, but yet has done absolutely nothing because Joe Chaos Biden wants chaos at the border. The wicked man Joe Biden said he'll sign the bill. Why don't you take action and secure the U.S. border? Instead, you have a chimpanzee by Alejandro Mayorkas who is allowed to lie to the United States Congress. Look at each and every member of U.S. House and the Senate and say, there's not a border crisis. Establish a ministry of truth in the Department of Homeland Security to determine what speech is acceptable, which is a direct violation of the United States Constitution, the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And yet these people claim that they will protect and defend the U.S. Constitution. They are the enemy of a constitutional republic. A democracy always degenerates into a dictatorship. And I think we have the Alaskan on the line. I'm going to put him on right now. See you have your hand up. Thanks for waiting. Welcome to the Vito Esposito Show.
Hey, Vito. Hey, Al. How you doing? Hey.
We're doing well.
You know, good. Good. You know, there is one thing you forgot to mention. The border bill does close the border. It really, truly does.
Okay.
But only after 5,000 illegal aliens come across the border in a day, you know, which basically it closes the border
every day.
That means every day at 5,000, it closes the border, which means that instead of getting 300 or so thousand people a month coming across the border, it's closed down to where it's only 150,000 that can come across the border in any one month.
Yes, I'm sorry. I did fail that. I was looking at my notes here below this one, and it is the 5,000. Let me see. I have it right here. It's 5,000 per day. And it is, here we go. It's 4,000 non-mandatory over 7 days. Encounters reach 5,000 mandatory over 7 days, or 8,500 in 1 day period mandatory is when the border shuts down. So there's a stipulation now. We don't shut the border. We still allow for Democrat Party voters to enter the United States.
No, you were right with your first word, first syllable of your first word. I'm sorry. You know, don't backtrack on what you have to say. Just because we're on the radio and somebody, you know, might hear this, I wouldn't extinguish your First Amendment right to say what you got to say. You know.
Well, I want to make sure that there's accuracy in the media here, and the fact that you have the United States Senate allowing for future Democrat Party voters to still enter the United States illegally, it's unconscionable what we're witnessing. You know, either you close the border. Forget about this number of what you reach, encounters, okay? What a nice politically correct term. You encounter 8,500 in 1 day, you close the border. Excuse me. There are zero entries into the United States. End of story. How is it that President Trump was able to do that for 3 years, and yet we have this idiot in the White House, you know, Joe Biden, and it's nothing but open borders, and now we have a U.S. Senate that says, well, you know, the only way that we can control the border is to allow even more people in, but let's do it in an encounter way.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, you know, we're oh God, what's the name of that park? That Texas.
Eagle Pass.
In, Eagle Pass, yeah. You know, at that park where they put up their border, the only thing that it really has stopped is the people coming across and being wetbacks. You know that bridge that they're underneath?
Yep.
They're still coming across that bridge. You know, they just made it so that they can't cross on the river. They have to go across the bridge there. Except if they go, what, a half a mile or so downstream, you know, they can cross the border, you know, come across the river there, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. And, you know, you must also remember that they cannot pass a bill that does not have a whole bunch of other shit tagged onto it, you know, and bills can't be anything less than 5,000 pages anymore. You know, just enough that we have to pass it to be able to see what's in it.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the really disgusting thing, Boyd. You know, we the people don't ask for much. What we ask for are lower taxes. What we ask for is a secured border. And what we ask for is lower prices. And all we want is to be secure and have our individual freedoms and liberties. And, you know, we have a system now in Washington, D.C., in both houses of Congress that's led by the establishment. Whether that establishment is Chuck Schumer or the extreme Akeem Jeffries or Nancy Pelosi, they've made things so complicated and they make it seem so complicated. And yet Donald Trump simplified things. He said, give me one page, one bill, one page, one issue. Now, that's not a lot to ask for. Okay. And all this stuff about negotiating, all this stuff about compromise, there is no compromise in the U.S. border. It's really simple. Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. There is a bill right there in that one page. In a Republican form of government, we are going to offer protection against invasion to each and every state. One, close the border. Two, close the border. Three, close the border. And list it 50 times for the 50 states in the United States. That's it. Done. It's over with. One page. Now sign it.
Well, now we have to define the term invasion.
An insurrection.
Okay. Now, normally, an invasion means that there are people coming across the border with guns, and they're invading to, you know, that's a simple term of invasion. You know, they're coming across the border and they're coming across with guns. However, with insurrection, people can show up unarmed with no weapons or anything, and now you're an insurrectionist.
Well, what about the issue of invasion with the issue of malice? We have how many known terrorists have been who are on a known terror watch list, 359 to be exact, okay, over the last year, have entered the United States illegally? They have been caught. 359 have been caught. But what about those that haven't been caught? Do you think that the United States of America is immune from any type of terrorist attack? And yet the DNC, NBC media outlet dares to say that allegedly, you know, President Trump, without any, what was the term they used? Unsubstantiates the accusations with regards to America will get, you know, hit with a terrorist attack. Excuse me. But when you have 359 illegal aliens who are on the Islamic terror watch list, from Syria, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, being detained and caught, and then you have 30,000 communist Chinese citizens apprehended at the border, many of which are males, of military age, I think that that could also qualify as an invasion.
Well, I would say so too, and you know, using the numbers and using Border Patrol has said, you know, of that 359 terrorists that they caught, right? Well, the Border Patrol only claims, you know, when it comes to drugs and everything, that they only stop about 10%. So if those numbers hold true, you know, look at the number of them that have gotten through.
Yep.
That haven't been caught.
Yes.
You know.
That's why President Trump's correct.
Well, yeah. Yep. So.
Well, thanks for the call.
You know. Yep. You betcha.
All right.
Good timing because my old man brain just kind of went poof with a fart, you know.
I will forgive you.
Thank you.
All right,
hey,
man. Take it easy, boy.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck, Grandpa Chuck Schumer, said he would take steps to hold an initial vote on the bill Wednesday, but faces opposition from both sides of the aisle. Here's a funny one, oxymoron. Independent U.S. Senator Christian Sinema told reporters the legislation would secure U.S. southern border, including by requiring the Department of Homeland Security to close the border if there are an average of more than 5,000 crossing attempts per day over 7 days. So let's see. Once the bill is implemented, that's day one, do you let you have 5,000 and one try to go through? You have 50,000 go through in a day. And then second day, you have 5,000, the third day. And then you have to wait until you have 35,000 go through before you can do anything. You know, the left wing, the establishment makes sure they are ensuring that they still get some of their future voters through our borders. In addition to $20.23 billion for border security, the bill includes $60.06 billion to support Ukraine in its war with Russia. And you've got the Senate Majority Leader Schumer threatening the American people by stating that if we don't support the Ukraine, that American troops will be sent in the future. Well, one way that that would occur is either at the end of a Biden term, or should the Democrats hold on to the U.S. Senate, they would do so under a Trump term. What they're afraid of, what the establishment is afraid of, is once again there would be peace under a Trump administration, which there has been. There's been utter chaos under Biden. And that's all been planned. Let's not make any excuses. This is a planned chaos. I'm sorry, but a man who's been in government for over 50 years and we're told is some sort of foreign policy genius, and he's been wrong on each and every foreign policy issue since he was installed on January 20, 2021, you can no longer tell me that he's a foreign policy expert. Right out of the box, 13 American soldiers are dead in Afghanistan as a result of a blunder. As a result of a blunder in Afghanistan. Don't tell me that this was a Trump policy, because that's an absolute lie. Because if President Trump had been president and the Taliban had been moving from the western part of the country, the northwest part, moving south and taking over towns and cities for 3 weeks prior to hitting the capital city of Kabul. You mean to tell me that you don't think President Trump would have had an answer who are waiting 3 weeks, but the very first incursion of the Taliban into a city, a town in Afghanistan? I'm sorry, that doesn't hold water. Because all we've seen from Joe Biden is deaf, dumb, and mute. You don't address an issue. You deflect, you deflect, you deflect. And now it's an election year, and now the issue is border security. What an insult to the American people. What an insult as we stand at our gas pumps. Some people in California paying $5, $6, $7 a gallon still. Others are paying 70% more for gas. And those gas prices have caused a rise in transportation costs, which have impacted groceries. And all the Obama alumni handlers do is fill the Biden teleprompter with more minutia. The economy's good. If I'm president, if I get a bill in front of me, I'd sign it. 14.1 billion in security assistance for Israel out of the $118 billion. 2.44 billion to U.S. Central Command conflict in the Red Sea. An additional $10 billion for humanitarian aid to the civilians in Gaza. The U.S. would provide $4.83 billion to support key regional partners in the Indo-Pacific, where tensions have risen between Taiwan and China. Why have they risen? Because Joe Biden is weak. He projects weakness and appeasement. Joe Biden has appeased the Iranians, and all the Iranians have done as a result of those appeasements is get their economy back on track, raising money by selling oil to the communist Chinese, and then funding terrorist organizations like Hamas, like Hezbollah, like the Houthis. Priorities in this bill are too important to ignore, too vital to allow politics to get in the way. Really, that's what Chuck Schumer said, as if Chuck Schumer is not playing politics with the bill. Because if Chuck Schumer wasn't playing politics, he would have a single-issue bill, a one-page bill to deal with the border if, in fact, Joe Biden needs a bill to close the border. You see? But, folks, that's not the real world. The real world is for Joe Biden to create chaos, then to step back, and now you've got the same establishment blaming the other political party, the GOP, for the crisis at the border that they caused. And it's okay to do that because the U.S. media is controlled by the Democrat National Committee. So it's not like they're going to hold Joe Biden accountable and Border Czar Harris accountable for their inaction at the border. They're not going to hold them accountable for not having press conferences, nor addressing the illegal alien invasion and the transportation of illegal aliens from McAllen, Texas, to parts of the United States unknown, like Westchester Airport in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. Westchester Airport is receiving illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens. The Biden-Harris regime have used contractors to airlift illegal aliens around the United States of America, as they've done with the Guatemalans to cities and townships south of Boston, as they've sent to Iowa, as they've sent to Chicago, as they've sent to New York City. And then you have the governor of Massachusetts, Healy, getting on TV and saying to the people of Massachusetts, you should take illegal aliens into your household. I'm sorry, migrants. That's the leftist utopia. Get a migrant and bring him into your house. In the meantime, the illegal aliens have been a drag and a financial strain on cities, towns, and state budgets. You have an education system that's broken down as a result of illegal aliens not being able to speak English. So what is that township, what is that education department must do? They must hire translators. Translators at taxpayer expense, $250 an hour to teach kids English. And who pays for that? You and me, the taxpayers. USAID, a governmental agency, has a $50 billion plus budget. It's run by Samantha Power. That organization, USAID, funds the Red Cross. It funds the Norwegian Refugee Council. Two organizations which use American taxpayer money to aid and abet illegal aliens to invade the United States of America. And it's supported by the Biden regime, using U.S. taxpayer money to fund the invasion into the United States. The EU, European Union, also sends money to the refugee councils to help assist refugees invade the United States. And now the United States Senate is set to spend $20.3 billion in border control in this bogus border bill, while more than half of that bill, more than half of the $118 billion, $71 billion, is going to go to foreign sources. And this bill from the United States Senate is set to cure the border crisis that Joe Biden and Bordasar Harris and the Democrat Party and the establishment caused on January 20, 2021. They caused this. They caused a supply chain issue. Mitch McConnell, the top Senate Republican, has been supportive of the negotiation, saying Republicans would not get a better deal under a Republican White House. Horseshit. We already know, Mitch, that Republicans got a better deal under President Trump because the border was closed. And we didn't have to send $60 billion to Ukraine with the threat of sending U.S. troops into Russia to fight the Russians in Ukraine. We didn't have to give dollars to provide humanitarian assistance to Gaza. We didn't have to give $14.1 billion in security assistance to Israel, although we've been giving money to Israel under every administration, but we wouldn't have the war with the terrorist organization Hamas. So Mitch McConnell is lying. But should we be surprised? Biden has asked Congress in October to pass a measure providing additional funds to aid Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and Ukraine tries to repel Russian troops, and following October 7th raids by Hamas in Israel and a subsequent law. The request was stalled by House Republicans, insistent that it be tied to a shift in immigration policy. You're damn right. You want to tie a bill? Make it a single-issue bill on immigration. We have a border crisis in the United States. I don't care what Chuck Schumer says, how he tries to spin it, okay? The political nonsense, the political games that Schumer, Pelosi, and the extreme Hakeem play with regards to the border issue. Immigration is the second largest concern for Americans, according to Reuters LPSOS polls, published on Wednesday, and it's a top issue for Republicans specifically. The U.S. Border Patrol arrested 2 million migrants at the border in fiscal year 2023. And as Boyd stated, does that 2 million represent 10% of what they're able to stop? That means that 20 million illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens attempted to pour through the border, and the United States Border Patrol was only able to stop 2 million? I do believe that the number of illegal aliens that have poured through our borders is in excess of 12 million. But who's going to hold this regime accountable? It's not like the U.S. media, aside from maybe one or two stations, is going to media outlets is going to hold this regime accountable. And Joe Biden is doing exactly what he's told. That's why it was imperative that they put someone with diminished capacity, a malleable idiot, in the White House. Boyd asked the question, are we sure that all weapons left in Afghanistan are still there? No, they're not. They've actually shown up in different areas or arenas of war, including the Ukraine. I know Hamas has gotten some of them. That's true. Matter of fact, the invasion of October 7th did disclose that or did indicate that some of the weapons used by the Islamic terrorists were from Afghanistan. Biden has not brought those weapons back to the United States. No, they're gone. They're absolutely gone. As a matter of fact, even the communist Chinese and the Russians, as I understand it, have looked at the heavy equipment machinery. Although we've taken some of the material data out of them, it still probably gives the communist Chinese and the Russians information on how these weapons are built, without a doubt. So good question. And now we have the issue with the Houthis. It's not now. We've had this issue with the Houthis. And the Houthis have been supported and funded by the Iranians. And once again, thanks to Joe Chaos Biden and the failed Iran deal, Iranian government has been resurrected. You know, President Trump, because he sent out mean tweets and because he's just too direct, and don't you just love it? You know, the left wing, like Robert De Niro, can use every four-letter word to malign and assail and attack President Trump. And then he has the audacity to say that Trump sends out mean tweets. You know, that's as comical as John Cooper's, you know, tweet about Biden getting 97% of the vote, and they talk about unity, you know. But once again, the left-wing establishment is pulling out all the stops. And they're trying to sell this border bill as the cure-all, of course, with a caveat, and allow 5,000 illegals in, allow 4,000 on non-mandatory and 5,000 mandatory and 8,500 in one day. Excuse me. If we're going to close the border, we close the border to all illegal aliens. End of story. You know, America was built on immigrants. Yes, it was legal migration. And there was a legal mechanism that was put in place. It was called Ellis Island. And immigrants legally migrated to the United States. They came through Ellis Island, and they were vetted. And they were vetted medically. And if they didn't meet the medical standards that the United States had, even in the primitive days of the turn of the 20th century, they were held in isolation or returned back to their home country. But you see, the subversion of language by today's government individuals is a subversion of our constitutional republic. Not to mention the subversion and distraction that the left will go to with regards to the Statue of Liberty versus the U.S. Constitution. The Statue of Liberty is saying is not the U.S. Constitution. The Statue of Liberty saying was a slogan that was put forth by the French. Yeah, the Statue of Liberty slogan was written by the French. It is not the U.S. Constitution. It is not the law of the land. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And you know what? It was a symbol by the French government for what America had done. Tire poem created by Emma Lazarus, not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is imprisoned lighting. And her name, Mother of Exile, from the beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mind eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep ancient lands your storied pomp, cries she, with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempest toast. To me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Left wing today, who seeks to dismantle our constitutional republic, wants you to believe that the saying on the Statue of Liberty is the law of the land. And one of those is the supposed constitutional scholar, Jamie Raskin, the representative from Maryland, who likes to subvert the U.S. Constitution, because here's a guy who we're told taught constitutional law in college. He's a constitutional law expert. And yet, he uses the Statue of Liberty slogan to confuse and conflate from our own Constitution, from the Constitution, which is the law of the land. And the continued conscious effort of undermining America's sovereignty from within our own government is an absolute disgrace. You know, I know there, including Sue and Tsunami and many others, Samuel, are outraged at yet another failed bill that has come out of the U.S. Senate with regards to immigration. And it's more window dressing and more doublespeak and a distraction away from the real problem affecting America. And Holger sent me a question earlier, which I think it's a really good question. It says, the million-dollar question, is our federal government run by people who hate America, or is our federal government run by people who aren't Americans? And my response to that is it's a great question. I think it's run by people who hate our constitutional republic. And we have to get back to this. We have to call out these individuals. They hate our constitutional republic. They would rather a democracy, which they know always degenerates into a dictatorship. And that is so true from what we are seeing from our elected officials, including the Chuck Schumers, the Jamie Raskins, the Nasty Pelosi's, the extreme Hakeem Jeffries, the Mitch McConnell's. They can sit there and state that they love America, but what they despise is our constitutional republic, and they prove it by the way they subvert the language, by always referring to America as a democracy. They never refer to America as a constitutional republic. They never refer to America as a constitutional republic. including Hillary Rotten Clinton, including Barack Hussein Sator Obama. They would rather a dictatorship so that bogus bills like this border bill can be looked at and proposed as a cure-all to our immigration problems that they caused this immigration issue on January 20, 2021. It was the mission of the Democrat mongers who sought or seek to dismantle our constitutional republic. And it's a reason why they despise Donald J. Trump, because he believes in individual freedoms and liberties. He believes in the Constitution. So what they did was accuse him of unconstitutional acts, which in fact they themselves are guilty of. They, the establishment, doesn't want America to succeed and continue on a constitutional republic basis. Why? Power. Well, if it's power and they continue to use the term democracy, a democracy always degenerates into a dictatorship. So they know what the end result is, a dictatorship. Goodbye, First Amendment. That's why we have these things called hate speech, right? So that the government can define what speech is acceptable and who it's acceptable with. They want to dilute and destroy and dismantle the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. We have one justice who ruled, Scalia, was very clear that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and then stated exactly what infringed meant and the meaning of infringed. And yet we have these chimpanzees in both the House and the Senate who are doing end-arounds to try to dilute Bill of Rights. Ah, the Bill of Rights, individual liberties and freedoms. And then we have something really clear, Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. One, the United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a republican form of government, not a democracy, a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion. And it's taking governors of key states like Abbott, Governor DeSantis, to keep the states safe. And yet, the negligence of the federal government then is intentional. The Jamie Raskins, a representative who's supposedly a constitutional scholar, subverts U.S. language by elevating the Statue of Liberty slogan as law. And sit there during a hearing. Send us your tired and you're weary and you. That's right. That's what we're supposed to do. No, I'm sorry. That's not U.S. law. That was a gift from a country who was lauding the United States for what they did, but they did it on a legal basis. And now our individual freedoms and liberties are being abridged by the very government who swore, from people who swore to uphold, the U.S. Constitution. Protect and defend. It just, folks, what we are witnessing today should never, ever have occurred. And you know, for all of his faults, for all of his mean tweets, Donald Trump has exposed a lot in U.S. government. It exposed the hypocrisy in the U.S. government. It exposed the crimes being committed by members of Congress, by members of the executive branch, who do not have we the people's interest at heart any longer. It may have been 10 years, 15, 20, 50 years, the last 100 years. Certainly we've seen some policy changes going back to 1913 with the implementation of the Federal Reserve, the income tax. All of this is no coincidence in eroding individual freedoms and liberties. But now it appears it's on fast track. And it was put forth by Barack Hussein, Satoru Obama, who drove a wedge into America with regards to race. And the so-called mainstream media, they're not mainstream. They are extremely biased and slanted to the globalist left-wing agenda, to grasping at manufacturing a mental narrative against President Trump. They intentionally refuse to report about Joe Biden's diminished capacity. And they continue to use Dopey Joe to further a false chaos narrative. The wicked man Joe Biden mumbled and stumbled through trying to paint a chaos picture, which is a false story, calling those brave men buried in the military cemetery in Europe as suckers. That's a false story. But of course, the media doesn't say allegedly, doesn't say anything about Dopey Joe uttering and slipping through at statement. Nobody challenges lying Joe Biden. And certainly the DNC US media, who all hate Donald Trump, will not challenge lying Joe Biden. So Joe Biden's lies and misinformation continues to be unchallenged. And the left-wing narrative now is to paint a picture of chaos should there be a Trump presidency. Excuse me. We have been living a chaos since January 20, 2021. There is no way, shape, or form that a man can't give a press conference on a daily basis and address the American people coherently. And you know what a return of a potential chaos of a Trump presidency means? It means that America will be energy independent once again, not relying on OPEC, not relying on the Saudi regime, not relying on Iran, not relying on Russia, not relying on Venezuela for oil. America will be energy independent. Oh, and thanks to Joe Biden and Border Czar Kamala Harris, who bled down our strategic petroleum reserve, it's now under 350 million barrels of oil. That means it's less than half the capacity, half the fill of capacity. Thank you, Joe Biden, for artificially lowering gas prices to manufacture a narrative to say that gas prices are down. They're still over $3 a gallon, $4 a gallon, $5 a gallon in places around the United States, and while they were $1.89 and $2 a gallon when President Trump left office. You have Americans experiencing lower costs for heating fuel oil and for natural gas prices under Trump. That's how chaotic it was. And now heating fuel oil has gone up to over $1,000 to fill up your oil tanks up north in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, costing $600, $700, $800 more to fill up than under President Trump presidency. That's chaotic, I guess, because now Americans will have more money to spend. Grocery prices were reduced under the chaotic presidency of Trump, and the fear that grocery prices could come down once again under a Trump presidency. There was lower corporate tax rates, which was allowing businesses to get back to investing in America. The globalist agenda does not want America to be the focus of manufacturing and worldwide businesses investing in the United States. And it's why Under Joe Biden, corporate tax rate went from 21 to 27%. They even wanted it higher, but they couldn't get that passed. Under a potential chaos of a Trump presidency, manufacturing would actually increase in the United States. Can you imagine that? Manufacturing was on the rise in the United States before the communist Chinese released the Wuhan virus. shutting down wars. Once again, under a chaos of a President Trump, there'd be no wars. He'd bring peace through strength, which had proven it worked, which has been absent under the pathetic Biden-Harris-Obama regime. One war after another, one chaos after another has ensued since January 20, 2021, including chaos at the southern border of the United States. And the U.S. southern border was closed. It was closed. It didn't take a bill from the United States Senate, a bogus bill, $118 billion bill with $20 billion going to the border. It took a president with balls. It took a president who reveres the United States of America and upholds Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. The Vikings on the line. Good evening, Holger. How you doing, man?
See, real quick, I wasn't sure if you'd seen it or not. I hadn't really seen a list of what's in this Senate bill that you've been talking about, the border bill. But a number of weeks ago, you revealed to your audience shocking reports about these NGOs and so forth in America who are actually assisting these illegals to get into this country, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So I noticed in this bullet point of what's in this bill, I saw on Twitter, it's got one bullet point says, $400 million for the nonprofit security grant program to help nonprofits and places of worship make security enhancements. $400 million.
$400 million.
So all along they've been helping the illegals get into this country, and now they get their payday.
Yes, correct. They get their payday. And it's organizations like the Catholic societies, like the U.S. Bishops Council, even like the let me find the Israeli. There's an Israeli or name with an Israeli in it. The Norwegian Refugee Council. Okay, all of these organizations.
Well, wasn't one of them the Red Cross?
One is the Red Cross, the chief funder of illegal aliens going through the southern border. Is the Red Cross, which is funded by U.S. aid, which is funded by U.S. taxpayers.
Yeah. So I just, I realize, you know, in most of the spending that the federal government does, that $400 million is kind of like, you know, it's like a buck and a half for you to, you know, try and buy half a cup of coffee, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of chicken feed $400 million, but at the same time, you know, there aren't that many of those organizations involved in that border thing, and I think, you know, there's four of them, $100 million each. That's not a bad payday.
No, it's not. And you know, that's the other thing that it goes. That's why they don't want a single issue bill. It's also why the U.S. Senate, you know, put that convoluted language in there. Well, who's going to check it? If we don't identify these NGOs, people don't even know what NGO means, non-governmental agency, office.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. You got it. All right, buddy. Thanks for letting me call in. Good to have you back.
Hey, thank you, man. Good to see you, and always a pleasure, man. Thanks for the tweets.
You bet. See you later.
All righty. Ciao. You know, Holger's absolutely correct, and I'm going to refer you all to muckrakers.com. There are several videos that muckrakers.com has, including the Darien Gap. Okay, it's a 8 minute or 10 minute video. It's called the Darien Gap, and I encourage each and every one of you to watch this video. And in that video, please take notice of where the people are from, and then also take notice of the five agencies, non-governmental agencies, including the United Nations, the Norwegian Refugee Council, Doctors Without Borders, and the European Union all coordinate and set, and are the primary sponsor of illegal aliens who are coming through our U.S. borders. You know, we have a multitude of problems that are coming that are occurring in the United States, without a doubt. Fiscally, we have a government that is sending us to unsustainable debt by choice, and that is to dismantle our constitutional republic. But we also have entities that are working diligently to undermine America's sovereignty. And USAID, since it's a governmental agency with a $50 billion plus budget, that's $50 billion of U.S. taxpayer money, is sending money to non-governmental offices, which help facilitate the invasion into America. And it's also why you have the U.S. Senate led by Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell are vague in how they are distributing and allotting money. So we should be outraged at the U.S. Senate for not giving us a single issue bill. We should be outraged at the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House for not giving us a single item bill to address the illegal alien issue that we have in the United States. We have an unsecured border, and Joe Biden and border czar Kamala Harris are responsible for that. And the uniparty in Washington, D.C., in both the House and the Senate, are complicit this invasion into the United States of America. They are complicit with helping, with aiding and abetting, including now the city of New York has set aside $53 million to give each illegal alien a $1,000 EBT card. This is how the left wing addresses illegal aliens. Just give them money. And then when our old people need it, our retired seniors, our veterans, the people of Lahaina, Hawaii, the people of East Palestine, Ohio, when they need our help, they don't get it. It's a disgrace what we're witnessing today by people who took an oath to protect and defend this country, to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And they are intentionally eroding and dismantling our constitutional republic. Call your U.S. senator and tell him to vote no on the bogus border bill. They don't want to be transparent. They want to be in control. Just remember, a democracy always degenerates into a dictatorship, and a dictatorship is exactly what they want. Wednesday night, right here on Global Patriot Radio, we've got Hank Jones and Poly Sports at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Hank's in the house, and check out Hank's show. I'm sure they'll be talking Super Bowl, which comes up this Sunday, and the exorbitant rates, prices to attend the game. So I guess at some point in time it's going to go to pay-per-view, and I guess I'll never watch a Super Bowl again. Which doesn't really bother me, but $16,000 for a Super Bowl ticket, $2 million for a luxury sky suite. Saturday, Minister Simon Dakduk and the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the beautiful Christy revealing the truth about Islam, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out Osama's show. He's got a great show. Also, other shows on Blog Talk Radio include Annie Southern Sense Talk Radio with a great sidekick, author Curtis Bennett. Friday afternoons, 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out Annie. has some great guests. Usually has three or four guests. Does a fantastic job. And she's also also newlywed. So give her, you know, make sure you you congratulate her on our show on Fridays. If you want a break from politics and apolitical shows, Simone Nicole Show, Wednesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Time at Spreaker.com. Check out the Simone Nicole Show. Joshua does a great job. AudreyRusso.com. That's Audrey Russo of Real Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursday evenings. Check out Audrey Russo. Her she had a great sidekick, Mr. P, does a great, great rant. She usually has three guests on her show, and I forgot who she had. I'm sorry, Audrey, I forgot who you had last week, but Audrey has a great show. And then Joe Gibson, Restoring Our Republic, Tuesday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Check out Joe Gibson's show on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, call your U.S. senators. Each state has two of them. In case the left has dumbed down, there's still two U.S. senators, and tell them to vote no on this border bill. It's an abomination. It's an insult to the American people. It's an insult to our U.S. Constitution. And they've insulted us enough. Thank you, Bigfoot, our big patriot, www.bigfootsplace.blogspot.com. Hank Jones, Poly Sports. Check out Hank on Wednesday evening. Snowman James, nice to see you, James. The Alaskan Boyd, thank you for the call. Holger, thank you for the call. Boyd was in the house. Boyd is in the house. Thank you, Boyd. Andy, Southern Sense Talk Radio is in the house. And, of course, Sioux from New Mexico on the boards. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all on podcast land. You all be safe out there. Be aware of your surroundings. And don't buy this bogus border bill. Ciao for now, folks.
It was my way.
Ciao, folks.